Good morning, and welcome.
Welcome to this parade field, where every Los Angeles police officer for over 70 years has marched on, as this group did this morning, to join the ranks of this great and wonderful organization. I welcome all of you to this ceremony, to this continuing of the tradition. We are an organization that is quite proud of our traditions, quite proud of our reputation, and extraordinarily proud of the men and women who choose to seek to become members of this organization and go through the most rigorous training of any organization in America before they are privileged and honored and have earned the right to wear the badge that they now also proudly have on their chests. The class president this morning, and I compliment him on his remarks, and I hope that you all listen to them closely. He talked about experiences and expectations. The idea that this class coming in was shaped by the experiences prior to joining the ranks of the Los Angeles Police Department, the many walks of life that they came from, and how all of those came together to help strengthen the class while they were here going through the new experiences of training to become a Los Angeles police officer, and how they understood that individually they were only as strong as the totality of their class, and that quite clearly they understood that they needed to work together, to help each other, to ensure that at the end of that class training, they were all standing there together. He also talked about expectations. We have very high expectations for the men and women of this department. We have to. There is no profession in this country, in our democratic society, of whom so much is asked, to whom so much responsibility is given. We are the protectors. We are those who ensure that all of our residents and citizens get the benefit of the entitlements of our democracy. We protect and we serve. It is an obligation that is not taken lightly, cannot be taken lightly, and can never be abused. Today, as you begin your police careers, you assume responsibilities beyond those given to any other citizen of our country. You are given the power to take control of somebody's liberty. You are given the power in defense of your life or some other citizen's to take a life, to use force. That is an awesome responsibility, to take somebody's liberty, an awesome responsibility to ensure that the force that you are empowered to use is always used appropriately, lawfully, constitutionally, and never abused. You cannot break the law to enforce the law. Your role is to protect and to serve. It is never to punish. Earlier this week, I had to order the arrest of a Los Angeles police officer who I believe lost sight of our goal and our mission, went over the line. As you begin your careers, think about that event. Think about the dishonor that he brought to himself, to his family, and to this department. And vow that you will never, under any circumstances, cross the line. That you will never abuse the power that you were given. If you do, if you behave like criminals that we are asked to deal with, you'll be treated like a criminal. We will find you, we will arrest you, we will prosecute you, and we'll do our best to ensure that the stain that you might create is removed from this department. But the good news is that those who cross that line are so few that the vast, vast majority do the right thing. And when they don't, most times it's an honest mistake, an omission rather than a commission. And we'll retrain and we'll correct for that. You're human. You make mistakes. And in this business, it is so easy to make mistakes every day. We ask so much of you. We have tried to train you to the best of our ability. But your training will continue for the rest of your careers. And that's why we focus so much attention on it. We want to protect you to the best of our ability so you can protect all those who have a right to public safety and a right to be protected. Enjoy today, you and your families. It is a special day. 36 years ago, I was privileged to pin another badge on my chest. And over those 36 years, I've had the opportunity to have many badges on my chest. But there is none that I wear more proudly than this one. This is the most famous one in the world. You have the opportunity to varnish that badge to a tremendous shine. You also must commit yourself to never doing anything intentionally or willfully that tarnish it. Congratulations. We want you. We need you. You know how hard you work to get here, to stay here. And now, as you move into the streets of Los Angeles, you'll have to work even harder. But we believe that you are up to that task and that challenge. And a final comment. Enjoy every day of it. 36 years have gone by like that. I can remember when I first began and I looked at somebody with 30, 35 years on the job and said, my God, what are they still here for? Why are they here? Believe me, it's going to go by in the blink of an eye. Enjoy every minute of it. This is a job that you can have a lot of fun at. You can have a lot of satisfaction at. It is a great, great job. And you're lucky to have it. Congratulations.